Hello.
Oh, hi, Misty, please.
She's busy right now. Who's this?
Oh, this is Tina from Local Splash. I was following up, regarding the account and the past due payment. Is she the only one that
just give us a sec. Just give us a sec. We're at, just wait 30 seconds here.
Yeah, no, take your time.
Hello.
Hi, Misty. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay. Did you get my text message?
No, I didn't, actually.
Well, I know I got a text from you about the account.
Yes.
And when I was with you guys several months ago when we did this, we canceled it. And so I don't understand why you guys would be taking money out of the business account anyway. So I'm kind of confused.
Let me see here. I think what happened is, if you recall, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you can't cancel an account via email or text message. You have to call us so that we can verify
identity. I did. I talked to you guys.
Thank you guys
for offering us the free month. And, so I called to cancel, and they said, well, we have a promotion that we will do a free month for you. And I said, well, that is fine. But after that, I do not, you know, I can't afford it because we're doing Angie's List right now. And I made that specifically clear. And so basically I'm getting two marketing that I just can't afford. I mean, it's just, it's killing us.
I see. Okay. So I want to let you know that you do have an option because I'm on the dashboard and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,508 times and you've had 179 clicks to your site. So you've probably gotten some solid work out of this and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I do. And it's always really with Angie's List. Now, there's been twice that they said that it was Google. Now, I am recognizing that. But it's just not what I need. More like Angie's List is where they go right to it. They know that, you know, there's a background check. There's, you know, that they're restable and I have like a star rating list down, you know, you have to be, good, you know, you gotta, they give you, I guess a review. And so in order to even, just be good standing with them, you know, so, I just feel like that's, even though they're very expensive,
yeah,
I just think that we get a lot more calls that way than with Google. Now, I'm hoping that this Angie's List will eventually fade out and we can just have, like, repeat customers, and then I will definitely use you guys for Google. Just we're just not there exactly yet, though. It's just not enough work for us.
So here's what I would recommend, and it kind of goes in line with why Angie's List is working well for you, but they're expensive, right? That I'm looking at your Google listing right now. You've been found over 4,000 times with 179 clicks to your website. If you're not getting a ton of work out of that, what that means is that there's other companies up on the first page that have a 5-star rating and you don't. And that will affect your conversion. So I can send
you. What is our rating?
You have no rating. You have no reviews on your Google listing. It just looks like a blank page. I mean, there's pictures up there that we put there for you, and the website and your phone number is available on a click-to-call feature, but there's not even one positive review on there. So I can help you with that. I can send you an email that says learn how to get more reviews. And it's pretty cool because it's already hyperlinked to your Google business page. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Timber Professionals. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. Okay? So I also want to help you out a little bit with the pricing because, you know, the package or the account somehow or another is past due for $299. You're paying a lot of money for Angie leads, and I understand that that's a stretch on top of what you already have going, right? So I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. And then keep in mind, Misty, $100 of that goes to Google Ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And I suggest that to you only because a lot of people will do that if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to.
So the thing with the rating, if we're only getting two calls that we actually went out for Google, I'm not getting the people from you guys. Like, yeah, they might be looking at my website, but then there's no information there, basically, but a picture and a phone number. We're just not there then.
But 179 times people click to your website. So they click to your website for a reason. They didn't click to your website just to look at it and say, oh, you know, we think we like this. They clicked on the website because they needed a tree service or a stump grinding, or there was some reason that they clicked on it. So that's what I'm saying is I think that you've probably gotten a ton of work out of this, and only the two people are the ones that you're aware of. But I think that you've gotten a whole lot more, because on your dashboard, let me just filter this out for the last 30 days just so that I can see it. It shows me in the last 30 days, 72 clicks to your site. So you're definitely getting traction, and it's showing me which days, you know, they're clicking on and the dates and, you know, when you're being found. And then it's showing me that in the last 30 days, you were found 711 times for tree services, 214 times for tree removal, 203 times for stump grinding, 106 times for tree trimming, 75 land clearing, bush trimming 71. So there's actually 29 different keywords that you're coming up for.
Which way am I going? Okay, Tina, can you do one thing?
Yes, of course.
I definitely am upset that you guys have been taking that money out this whole time when I thought that I was had ended that. And if you can take away what I owe and I do the $149 this month and we'll go and see how it does, and I will definitely try to, and I want that email so then I can get those reviews and I can send them to people. Now, does it matter if I get them from you or not? Like, can I use,
nope,
like, my customers?
You can. You can send this to past or present customers, anybody that you feel would write a good review for you, even people that already wrote you good reviews on Angie Leads. They'll write you in a heartbeat
right.
another one on Google if you send them the email because
right.
they don't have to do any work. They just click on the button and then it opens up for them. You know what I mean? So,
right, because I do have all that
mm-hmm.
information. So, all right.
Okay, so let me do this.
So,
I'm going to get an override and I'm going to go ahead and do what you're requesting and just put you into that $149 package, and then I will remove that $299 that's past due, and then I'll let you know that the program will automatically renew for $149 moving forward. So just do me a favor. If you decide somewhere down the road that you don't want to continue, you can always call us, and it will cancel at that time. So I don't want you to think that,
okay.
oh, it's a one-time $149 and then, you know, it's going to automatically cancel.
Okay.
You're month to month. You can cancel any time, but you do have to call to enact that again, okay?
That's awesome. That's fair. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So for the $149, is it still the 1945 West Road for the billing address, or did that change at all?
Yes. No, that is our address, but I'm going to hand you back to Nick because I'm driving.
Okay.
And so he'll give you the payment information, okay?
You got it. Okay, thank you, and have a nice weekend coming up too, okay, Misty? And call me if you have questions
okay.
on that email.
I will. All right.
Okay.
And
all
you
right,
got
thank
my email,
you.
Right, the Misty?
Yep. Let me see who I sent it to
okay.
real quick. I know you're driving, but I just want to confirm. I have misty.owens3703@gmail.com.
Yep.
Is that good? Okay.
Yeah, good.
Perfect. Okay. So go ahead, Nick, with the card number whenever you're ready.
4411.
Uh-huh.
0300.
Okay.
1856.
Mm-hmm.
6655.
Okay. Expiration?
627.
And the code on the back?
293.
Okay. So I will get the authorization for the $149, and then you guys will be good to go. And then the email is super simple. I don't think you're going to have any questions, but again, if you do, just feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.